Is up, Rundown Nation. I am Woj.
I'm Wall.
And this is the College Football Rundown with Woj and Wall. Wall, week six, we're getting there. We're getting closer to that week eight mark, which is the DraftKings League big number, but good game so far. Some interesting shakeups in the standings. What are your thoughts so far in the first quarter of the season here, Wall?
First quarter of the season, Woj. Haven't we eclipsed that 25% mark now? It's so sad. It goes by so fast. And I feel like we haven't even gotten some of those big games. But we get a couple of them this week. My thoughts are I'm excited for this week. I'm excited to see what comes. Some of these teams, man, you can see the improvement on them. Other teams, you can see they were a little overhyped at the beginning of the season. We're getting into conference play. You know, they're showing their stripes here. Well, they're not carrying through with that momentum. Although I guess I was going to bring up Colorado specifically, but they did do decent against USC. So.
Oh, shit. That was too close for comfort at the end there. But we do have big games this week. One of the names of the games I won't say. We'll leave that to you once we get there, just to see if you fumble it up. But last week we did have DraftKings. Story 1135 wins his second for the season with 178.80. Walrus was in second with 174.10, and JM Doof in third at 172.56. We had five players within 8 points of the leader. That is that's some good DraftKings right there. It was a fun week. Caleb Williams, he took Caleb Williams, you know, he was 10,500. We talked about that in the podcast, went for 43.32. So good call there. Still got him 200. I think that was roughly two. I can't do math in my head, but 255 a point, I believe. Did take our running back combo, talked about Jantry and Watson from Boston College and Memphis. They scored 72.80 for 13,300 salary, got 183 per point. So good work there from Story 1135. 2 weeks ago, like we talked about at the beginning, Walt, till the official standings come out in the league. Still not too late to get in if you want to get some games in. We take the best 8 weeks, so there's still plenty more weeks left to go, even though we're a little way through the quarter of the season here. So get some scores in there, get lined up, get your draft in there. Again, it's free. No need to. It's free to sign up for DraftKings too. So get a team, Wall, right?
Right. And I can make you this promise. If you're not in our league already and you come sign up and you qualify, you get enough of those free games we do throughout the year, you're not going to come in last, because I think Mr. Wall over here is going to get that honor this year, Woj. Woo! Not a good DraftKings league for me so far this year.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's time. Well, we'll see. I didn't get in my third place here. I just barely out of it again. We were always tight nip up there, but I really want the league again this year. I gotta redeem myself in the last couple of years. But we do have another 12 game slate, another small slate for this week. But this week is an exciting slate. We'll get to more later. But there's just a lot of good picks this week. A lot of good games. It is going to be an exciting game, exciting slate. There's not too many games on there that are just, well, don't want to pick anybody from that team and don't want to pick anybody from that team. I think at least on every single one of these, barring the Purdue-Iowa game, I think I would consider players from. Well,
I hope you didn't have any players in that Oregon State-Utah game last week. If you did, maybe Ungulele, but he's the only one that probably had any points. What a low-scoring affair that was, Woj.
It was, yeah, 21-7, Oregon State, you know, stops Utah on their tracks. And I know Utah still doesn't have Cam Rising. It's not the Utah we come to love over the last couple seasons. But, man, 7 points, they stopped them to a touchdown, Wall. That's impressive from Oregon State. They're really trying to make a name for themselves, even after losing to Washington State the week before. So Oregon State's playing pretty well. They're firing on all cylinders, Wall.
Yeah, I'd agree. And Mr. Bolden over there, I think you've talked about him once, twice, maybe thrice on this program. He had a great receiving game for Oregon State, helped them secure that win. But really, it was that Oregon State defense that Utah just, they were flat foot. I know you said, Mr. Rising, you brought up a great point that he's still out. But still, I mean, 7 points? Come on.
Yeah, no, definitely need more than 7 points. But props to Oregon State, man. I'm really becoming this Washington State, Oregon State kind of rising over here. So we'll see with the weeks coming up.
You don't even know the pun, do you?
No, no pun on Mr. Cam Rising, but yes, the rising of the Pac-2 coming up in next year. Georgia had a close one there against Auburn. I don't know if you caught the end of the game, but it was 27-20. Auburn was Auburn played them tough there, Wal, but not even just tough. It's more important that they gave up 20 points to anybody.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I didn't catch the end of it. I saw the messages coming through with our friends group over there, the college football friends group, we'll call it. And they were very happy with Mr. Bowers. They were saying he was playing fantastic at the end. I saw the beginning when Auburn, and it caught my eye because Auburn was up. They were up 10-0 over Georgia in the first quarter, Woj. And then I saw Georgia come back. And, you know, once it was 10-10, I was like, all right, this is where Georgia takes over. But apparently that was not the case in the second half. And yes, Auburn played a good football game. The Real Jay-Z actually mentioned about how he thought this might be a close game. And it turns out it was. It was a close game.
Yeah, but at the end of the game there, they just didn't have an answer for Brock Bowers, man. That guy was all over the field, catching everything thrown his way. What a beast. I don't know his DraftKings numbers or his fantasy numbers, but they were, I'm telling you, going to be wild. So props to Georgia for eventually getting that close win, and that they play an undefeated Kentucky team coming up this week. But Ole Miss beats LSU 55-49. Ole Miss with 21 points in the fourth quarter comeback. LSU was driving down the field at the end of the game, couldn't get it done. But I was more surprised with the – sorry, this is going to be funny to say, but I was more surprised with the Ole Miss defense coming down the stretch than their offense. I mean, their offense did do well, and they scored all those points. But, man, they were able to get some pressure and stop Jaden Daniels in his tracks from making the full-on comeback, Wall.
Just stop Jaden Daniels. The man had 414
I'm
yards.
I'm aware, but they did. In the important part of the game, they stopped him, and that's what was important. But, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of scoring in that game. The defense for LSU just looked absolutely pitiful. They are one of the – in the slate this week, that I mean, they're basically giving up almost the most pass yards per game and almost the most rush yards per game in both of those categories. Not good when your defense is doing that. Six games into the season, Wall.
Yeah, I don't know, Woj. I mean, you see the fans, they rush the field. I mean, I hope they get a big fine because I love that controversy over there.
Kentucky stays undefeated, beating Florida, Wall. Your Graham Mertz couldn't pull it down, 33-14 over there. I believe they were in the swamp, too.
No, Woj, no one needs to talk about this game. I get it. You're rubbing it in because it was my pick'em last week. So Woj has to put it as one of our last week's games so we can rub it in Wall's face. I get it, Woj. Florida lost straight up. The one thing I want to say about this football game is Mr. Davis, Woj, if you don't have that man on your fantasy lineup going forward this year, at least a couple times, you are not going to win this league because someone else will, and that Mr. Ray Davis is going to get points. Let me tell you, I'm not sure about this week specifically, but going forward in the year, Ray Davis, he's a man to watch out for.
All right, getting on to this week's games, we got number 23 LSU at number 21 Missouri, 11 a.m. on ESPN, Wall. This is an interesting one, having LSU just come off of that poor defensive game. They did not have a poor offensive game. They did score 49 points, but what's more interesting is they're going to go play a Missouri team that really hasn't been tested. And this is closer than some people think, isn't it, Wal?
Yeah.
At least in Vegas's eyes.
In Vegas's eyes. Yeah, we got Missouri. If you're looking at the best lines, and actually make sure you're always looking at the best lines. I'm over here on sportsbettingintel.com. When Woj and I are talking, we're doing our podcast. I'm just always over here using their tools because it makes it so easy. And right now I'm looking at, you get no juice in this one if you pick the right books. Missouri plus 200, the best lines over there on DraftKings. LSU minus 200, best line on FanDuel. So you can get a theoretical no juice game here between the books. I don't know if plus 5.5 for Missouri is what it's looking like across most of the books, Woj. I mean, they say LSU is going to win this one. So I'm not sure where you were going with that exactly.
Implied points. It's only 5.5 spread there. So, I mean, it is. They're calling it pretty tight with a 64.5 over under there, Wall, with both MGM having the best under and over at -110 there.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
there are. Yeah, go ahead.
I would, that 64 and a half number, like, what do you put that at? You put it at 59 after LSU just basically put that up by themselves last week. I mean, I don't know. You can see why they put that 64 and a half there.
Yeah. A couple guys for DraftKings in this one. So the obvious one you look at is Malik Nabbers. He's only 6,500. He's one of those that, I mean, he could score 50 points in this game. It's all random, but he is truly a home run play in the big dog wide receiver. But there are times that he hasn't been able to catch the ball, or Jaden Daniels hasn't gotten it to him. And I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of question marks in the receiving crew for LSU this week as well with injuries. I do want to talk about Brian Thomas, though, another wide receiver from LSU who's only 6,100. He is on fire at the moment. He scored 41.4 points versus Ole Miss last week, has 8 touchdowns in the season and at least 5 catches in every game. And most of those, I mean, that was one game he had 5 catches, still ran or still went for over 100 yards. So he still got the bonus points. He is, between him and Nabbers, I'm probably almost leaning towards him more than Nabbers. It's only 6,100. I'm getting him $400 cheaper for a guy that technically has the same fantasy points per game, if not better, than Nabbers. Nabbers does get the ball a little bit more thrown to him, but it's all about catching it. And so I don't know. Brian Thomas is a good pick there. On the other side, you have Luther Burden, who's wide receiver's offense, and he's 6,900. Double digits in every game but one, which he only got 8. He's gone for over 100 yards in every single game except for one, which went 96. He's getting 37.5% of all of the targets on his team. So LSU is going to key on him. So I don't know if it's a great pick, especially at 6,900. But we have seen LSU and them not being very good on defense. So I had to put a Missouri player in there, but I think LSU is going to have this more handily in line than most people would think, or at least the books think. Well,
yeah, we got that, lower ranked team who is the favorite in the football game. Consensus says always bet the favorite in that game.
Yeah. I mean, to go without saying, Jaden Daniels is probably the best fantasy play in this lineup, I guess, this whole slate. I believe he is the most expensive. Yeah, he's the most expensive in the slate at 9K. But I believe he's also bringing in the most fantasy points per game, which is over 38 points. So he's a good pick to have. Jaden Daniels is obviously solid. He likes to run the ball as well, which we like those running touchdowns. So speaking of another person that likes to run the football in wall, that's Quinn Ewers from Texas. And they're playing number 12 Oklahoma at 11 o'clock on ABC wall.
Yes, and he is a quarterback, for anyone that doesn't know. But Woj is accurate in saying he runs the football in a lot, because he does. And now I know what you're saying, Woj. I'm getting old. I'm getting old here. You wanted to hear me say the Red River rivalry, Woj.
Oh, there we go. The Red River rivalry.
Yeah. You're talking to a professional podcaster here, Woj. How did you think I would mess that up after all these years? No, sir. I got it perfect. But this football game, it would surprise you what I'm thinking in this one. I mean, I hope you're sitting down when I tell you, but first I'll paint the picture. Oklahoma +210 best line on FanDuel, Texas -240 best line on BetRivers. The books are saying, hey, Texas is going to win this football game. We got an over under of 60 and a half, which is a little high for this series, but we do have Mr. Gabriel and Mr. Ewers back there slinging the football, who are both very good. I mentioned this in the SBI podcast. And also, you must not have listened to that, Woj, because you're still on that Neighbors rather than Nabbers.
Yeah, Nabbers.
It will always be Nabbers to you.
He's just a neighborly guy, so I don't know.
Well, you should listen to the SBI. I was on there and I was talking to him. And I was saying, hey, guys, check this out. And everyone knows I'm a huge Longhorns fan, but in this rivalry, you can get Texas, or you can get Oklahoma 7 points, +7, Woj, in this rivalry football game. We're talking about an Oklahoma football team that has not lost so far, has completely dominated everyone they played. We're talking about a rivalry game where both teams always come evenly matched. I mean, how can you not take the points in this one?
Yeah, they're giving a lot of credit to Texas's defense there, only giving them like an implied 27 points for Oklahoma. So, which, I mean, they played really well this year and they forced turnovers in most of their games. So Maybe, man. Texas has been playing on all cylinders, and Quinn Ewers has too. He's 8,500 this week. He's got 10 TDs in five games in the air, and he's got five TDs in the ground. I mean, enough said. The guy's a beast. Another interesting stat. I know we had talked about before the Alabama game how Texas hadn't been running the football productively. Well, ever since the Alabama game, they're up to, I think, since Alabama, 58% on the run as far as their plays go. And Jonathan Brooks from Texas, the new hotshot there with 44.8% of the carries this season, is becoming an all-star. He's only $6,700 this week. Oklahoma's run D hasn't been that great. Between him and Ewers, it's over 50% of the team's offensive touches. I mean, do we have another stack here? I know the last quarterback running back stack we did with Notre Dame did pretty well. So maybe we have another one here. But if both of them get 30 plus points, I mean, 253 points per dollar. I mean, that's pretty good. But Jonathan Brooks is, I think, the real deal here. I think they figured out something after that Alabama game, Wall, because they've been firing it on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, Texas has been playing great football, and there's a reason they're ranked number three in the nation right now, right, Woj? Number three in the nation. Can you believe that? This Texas team, you know, that nobody was really talking about. I mean, yes, people were talking about them a little bit at the beginning of the year. Anybody thought they were a top three football team? No. Except for me, obviously, when we're going over our previews, I said I thought Texas was going to be in the national championship. Anyone that listened to us over there on our conference preview episodes, I want to ask you this question, Woj, and I'm going to give it to you hot. I'm not even going to let you prepare for this. You don't know what's coming, but right now we have Michigan ranked two. I think we can all be on the same page that Georgia should be ranked number one in the nation, so I'm not going to ask anything about that. Michigan number two, Texas number three, Ohio State number four. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. Where is your gripe, sir?
Texas should be ahead of Michigan.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I thought you might have Ohio State ahead of all of them.
They're a better rounded team than Michigan.
Rounded. Well, here's what I'm gonna head over to the College Football Rundown. I'm gonna head over to our website for anybody that hasn't checked it out, collegefootballrundown.com. We have a nice little ELO system here of our own, which essentially ranks the teams. And if you look at the rankings, we have Georgia ranked one, Ohio State ranked two, and Michigan ranked three. We don't even have Texas up there until you get to seven, Woj.
Not sure about that one. Ohio State. I don't know. We're going to find out about Ohio State real shortly here, because that grind is coming up with Penn State, Michigan, and all that good stuff. But I just don't see Texas not being higher than all of those. They've done their homework. They've played the games that mean more than those other teams have. Who has Michigan played? Has Michigan played the Penn State and Ohio State in their conference yet? No. Texas went and played Alabama at Alabama and won. And won decisively, not just one. So give me Texas at number two for sure. And obviously Georgia's going to be number one until they show us something different on the field. Even if they keep winning close games, it is what it is. But until they lose, they're number one in my book. But Texas, number two for sure. And, man, I don't know what SBI's smoking over there. You guys need to...
Coach, this is the College Football Rundown, buddy. This is our website here.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, ELO
ratings. I want to preface this by saying this is not what Woj and I, because I agree with Woj 100%. Georgia 1, Texas 2, Ohio State, Michigan, flip them around however you want. I don't care, but I do agree with that Texas 2. This is just a statistical ranking. It actually weights last year's games, which really shouldn't impact how you rate them this year, but that's just a function of the ELO rating system. So that's what that was.
Yeah, we'll see. Oklahoma, a big game here against Oklahoma. I know Michigan goes to Minnesota to play a game. I believe this is at a neutral field, is it not, Wall? The Red River rivalry?
It's in Dallas.
So Texas wins this game handedly. They should be number two 100% next week. I don't care what anybody says. That would be two teams, if I guess Oklahoma isn't in the top 10, but that would have been close to the two teams in the top 10 that you're taking down. You need to get that love. You need to get that love, and let's give it to the Longhorns. All right. Let's move on. We have UCF at Kansas, Wall, 3 p.m. on Fox.
Kansas. We're talking about the Jayhawks? What were we talking college football, the Jayhawks?
We're talking about Kansas this week. And what are your thoughts on Kansas UCF, Wal?
Hey, my thoughts are that Kansas is a 2-point favorite, Woj. And no, I'm not going off the line. Well, yes, I am 100% going off the lines. It's telling me the points bet has this -2 for Kansas, which implies they are the favorite. -120 for them, which puts them at about a 54.55% chance to win this football game with a juice included. But that's what the experts are saying. You want UCF, you're getting a little money back in your pocket for the $100 bet. You're getting +113. We have an over-under of 65, which is kind of in line with the games we just talked about. Surprises me on the Kansas side. Doesn't really surprise me over there on the UCF side to see that 65. But an interesting new matchup we're getting because of this Big 12 realignment.
Yeah, it is a little interesting game. So UCF hasn't been good against the run, 157 yards per game, over 2 TDs per game on the ground. Devin Neal from Kansas struggled versus Texas and BYU, but has been lights out against all the mediocre opponents, and UCF is a mediocre opponent. Jaden Daniels, the QB for Kansas, is out, or at least is very questionable. Which should give Neal a few more opportunities. I think I can't remember Bean. Yeah, Jimmy. I think it's Jimmy Bean. Is the backup?
That's a whiskey, Woj.
Yeah, backup for Kansas. But I like Devin Neal in this one. UCF has been terrible on the UCF side. Timmy McClain, who's the quarterback backup for John Rhys Plumlee, who came over from Purdue. Has started the last 3 games, and he's played well against Baylor, against Kansas State. So it's not someone that you can sniff on. 7,700 and DraftKings, so that's pretty reasonable as far as quarterbacks go this week, because they're pretty much all the good ones are ranging from that 9K starting at Jaden Daniels down to about 8,500. But you can get some points there, some possibly a lot of points, because this game is over under, I think it's 60 plus, isn't it, Wald? Middle 60s?
Yeah, it's 65.
Yeah, so I mean, they're both slated to score a lot of points, maybe overtime, who knows? So good opportunity there to get some points with him if you want. But I think Devin Neal's a really good play here, especially at 6,300 for running back against a team that has been terrible, and he's lit up teams that have been terrible. So let's go with Neal this week as far as the running back show goes.
Hey, I like it, Woj. I'm going to trust you on this one. Two teams that I haven't really got a chance to be honest with you, watch either one of them yet this season. So I'm going to have to listen to what you say, Woj. I'm going to have to put, I'm not sure which one. Maybe Neal. How about that, Woj? I'll put him on my fantasy football team.
Okay. All right, moving on. We got number 20, Kentucky. At number 1, Georgia, 6 p.m. on ESPN, Wall. I believe the only team these teams have played against is Ball State, is the team that at least they share a game with. Ball State scored 3 points versus Georgia. I think Georgia scored 44 on them. Ball State scored 14 against Kentucky. They scored 44 on them. So it's determined. Kentucky's defense is not as good as Georgia's.
By that 11 points, which is that your justification? They're both home, I guess, so it is comparable, and I believe they're only a week apart from each other too. It was back-to-back weeks. Ball State caught these buzzsaws football teams. I mean, I feel sorry for the Cardinals over there. Like, come on.
It's rough. But no, I mean, in all reality, Kentucky is undefeated. Georgia's got to beat them here. This is at Georgia, which helps them out. It's a night game under the lights. After that win last week, and I know it's probably not a great win in everybody else's eyes, but for a team that's number 1 in the rankings, you're all eyes on you. Everyone's against you every week. I don't care who you win. You win in a game in that fashion where you drive like you did and score that touchdown, that juices you up. And I think Georgia's going to bounce back pretty heavily in this game. I feel like Kentucky doesn't have a shot, to be honest, even after that big win against Florida. Georgia's just too good on defense, but we're really going to find out here. This is probably their toughest test before they get into a little grind here. They got Missouri, then Tennessee, or no, excuse me, that's Kentucky's schedule. Georgia, let me pull their schedule up here. I believe their grind is at the end of the season. So they play Kentucky, then they get Vanderbilt in Florida, then Missouri, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. So I mean, you got to win them. You got to win them all to be number one in the nation. So this is that strive to win them all. Well,
it is. And I think one thing that you and I would disagree with the poll makers, I think, and it's kind of already been said when we were talking about Texas before, I think if Texas wins that football game against Oklahoma and Georgia struggles again, even if they win this football game against Kentucky, which right now we didn't give you the lines. I'll give you the lines. Georgia minus 14 and a half, minus 600 around there, 625 on some books. On the money line, you want Kentucky, it's plus 460, $460 back in your pocket if you want to back them on a $100 bet to win straight up over under a 48, which is much lower than the other games we're talking about. But what I was saying before is if Georgia is close in this football game, if it's a touchdown game and Kentucky covers that spread, I think the polls might have Texas ahead of Georgia in the number one spot come next week.
Okay. I you know what? I don't necessarily agree with you, especially if it's a close game versus Kentucky, but it's Georgia. If they win, they keep going in my book.
I wasn't talking about my book or your book. I was talking about what the poll makers do, where the polls have them. I would still have Georgia number one, no question. I mean, until they lose it, they deserve that spot in my mind. But that's not how the polls work. That's not how those guys operate.
Okay. I get you there. 10 votes for Texas to be number one. As of last week, Michigan was with 12, Ohio State 1, Florida State with 4. These guys are smoking. No, yeah. These guys are smoking something. I don't know about that one. But before we go any further, we'll get into a couple more games here, Wal. But I was looking at the rosters. We were talking about that. An 8-game playoff, would it look good this year? Like, say we stopped it right now, would it look good? And I think it does. I mean, it gives, I mean, I guess minus. Okay, so we have Michigan, Penn State. We have Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State all in there right now as far as if it were to go to an 8-game playoff, which is not right in my mind. Because you'd still have one of them would win the Big Ten, and then two of them would still be at-larges that would probably get in. Over some of the other at-larges. Notre Dame would not be in because of those outliers of at-larges and people getting in. It looks like Notre Dame would be sitting out of this one, which is, I mean, join a conference, guys. but I don't know. What do you think, Wal? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, what are the biggest games we've talked about so far this year? If we can figure out the most common denominator out of the biggest games that we talk about in this program and that get talked about throughout the week, I mean, Notre Dame is that team we're talking about. So you can make fun of them not for not being in a conference all you want, but they're the team that we're talking about week in and week out because they're playing big games. They're playing against people. So
that's true.
At this point in the season, if we were, this is the problem with that 18 playoff. We still have Notre Dame, not only Notre Dame, we have USC out, I believe, too. They're at like 9, right? They're out just outside that 8. So we have USC not playing in the 18 playoff. We have Notre Dame not playing in the 18 playoff. We have Alabama not playing in the 8. So, I mean, there's always going to be that case. The fortunate thing about this season is we still get to see these teams play. We still get to see Penn State play against somebody, you know, play against Ohio State, play against Michigan. We still get to see those games play out. But nonetheless, to your question, there's still people that are left out, Woj.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we still get to see USC and Notre Dame play too as well. I mean, you're leaving out your Oklahoma. I mean, there's a lot of undefeated teams here that you're leaving out. Oklahoma, Washington State. Washington State's been on fire so far this year. I'd love to see them further on to the season. Maybe they can take down a USC and Oregon or a Washington. Well, love to see Washington State play some more teams there. I'd love to see Oregon State play some more games. I mean, you never know. I don't think it's set in stone who's going to win the Pac-12 yet. So that's still up there for grabs. I mean, Oregon has looked good, but there's other teams that look good too in the Pac-12. So, and we'll see. But we're going to move on. We got some other games. We've got Purdue playing against Iowa. Wall. So how's the household doing over there?
Woo, it's surviving, Woj. Barely though. You know, this time of the year, I got to check my food, make sure it's not poisoned. I got to sleep with one eye open. You know, that wife of mine, that Purdue fan, she sometimes sneaks up behind me with a knife during this week. Let me tell you, which we're talking about a football game though, that is supposed to be close, which doesn't help the fact Iowa -2, -130 on the money line. Woj, I'm not cutting this number in half. I'm not showing you the first half total. I'm not showing you the first quarter total if we're talking about a, you know, an Ole Miss LSU game. This is the full game over under. We're at 38 and a half, Woj. 38 and a half.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, Iowa's bad. Purdue hasn't been good. I mean,
they're coming off a huge win, Woj. It just crushed Illinois.
Yeah. Illinois that's a team that has regressed, especially defensive side of the ball. But I guess when West teams play other West teams, it makes their defenses look better because all their offenses are just so trash. But no, Purdue is interesting. I mean, it's just an interesting game. I think Iowa does pull this win out. I think their defense plays strong and does what they do. They play ball position. Torrey Taylor's is amazing. And maybe you get a defensive or special team score, and that's your offense right there. I mean, and then your kicks. So I think Iowa does come out with this. I think they go to 4-1. They're buying for that Big Ten title over there in the West Wall.
They are. I mean, it's Iowa, Wisconsin likely is what it's looking at like right now. But I mean, back to the football game, Woj, I think this is going to be a good one. It's one I'm really excited to watch, obviously, for multiple reasons, not just because I want to brag to in my wife's face when Iowa just crushes them. But also, it's going to be, I think it'll be actually a close football game. They won't crush them. If you look at, I'm over here at sportsbettingintel.com. I'm looking at the game comparison page. It's no doubt that when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, I see a lot of green on this Purdue team versus the red over here on Iowa, because you know Iowa doesn't get it done on offense usually, but their defense gets it done. There's two sides to the ball. One thing I'm hoping that the Hawkeyes can get some interceptions, Woj, because usually we live and die by those, and they've been kind of sparse until last week where they really helped us out. So I'm hoping the same thing can come through this week against Purdue. I hope we get a couple of those turnovers.
Yeah. Whatever you do in DraftKings, you should probably steer clear of this game. If you need a cheap quarterback, do not look at Deacon Hill, because he likely will start this game. He went for 40% against the worst defense in college football in the secondary. That's 11-27 against the worst defense in college football in the secondary, and gave them their first interception of the season. So, please don't do that. It would be not advised. Maybe having some time with the first team will help, but overall, not a good decision. But yeah, we'll go Hawkeyes. We'll try to get another win here.
Well, you saw the news about McNamara, right? Well, he's out for the year.
Oh, is he out for the year?
Yeah. Okay, so I got to give it to you on the pro. Oh man,
it's Joey Labus and Deacon Hill. Okay, well,
yeah. Sorry to tell you that, but
hopefully Deacon Hill is can turn it around. Did not look good last week. I know I just said a lot of odds. It's not good. It doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. Nothing looks good. But another game to talk about, while quick, is Alabama, Texas A&M. And this is an interesting one because the spread's so tight. I think, what is it, 1.5? Yeah, 1.5 on Caesars, minus for Alabama, and then +2 for -110 for Texas A&M on DraftKings.
Right. You can even get it better if you shop around there. A little bit better anyways, that 2.5, you get that hook in your pocket. But, I mean, it's so close. You wouldn't expect this for Alabama-Texas A&M game. I mean, Alabama's not the best Alabama team that we've seen for the past 10 years. That's absolutely certain. Now, the question is, are they still a top 10 football team? Can they beat a Texas A&M football team over there at Kyle Field, which is the reason you're seeing a -1.5 rather than a minus, you know, 3.5, 4.5 type game? Because at Kyle Field, you know, they show up for their Aggies, Woj. They're going to be cheering against Bama. There's probably going to be some false starts on Alabama's offense. I mean, we've talked about it.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Well, especially over there. I mean, you just imagine with that 12th man on the field, Woj, at Texas A&M. I mean,
it's been bad.
Yeah, they're going to get a lot more over there, I would expect. But still, I still like this Alabama football team to come through because they're only -1.5. I like the favorite in this one. I've been big on dogs all year. Not to say I haven't bet favorites, but I've just been big on the dogs, especially in big games. This one, I just got to go with Bama.
Yeah, I think Jalen Milroe's actually starting to play a little bit better. I think they're starting to play around his strengths. He's obviously using his feet and not his arm. or his smarts. So make sure that you're using him to his best potential, which I believe they are now. But I think it's just the Jimbo Fisher syndrome here. It's Jimbo Fisher's always played Alabama tough. I mean, look at 2001, they beat them 41-38. You look at last year, Alabama won a close one, 24-20, at Alabama. So Jimbo Fisher has the Alabama's number, but and those were with better Alabama teams, better quarterbacks. So we'll see what happens here, but I think Milrow is just, he's not your traditional Alabama quarterback. They haven't really had one that runs like he does. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes here. But I do like Alabama in this one. I think this line is really teasing some people in there to take Alabama though, but getting Alabama on the money line for -120. I mean, any day of the week, any team in the nation, that's pretty good bargain. Well,
yeah, you don't see that very often. Well, the Yankees suck this year, but it's like seeing one of those big market baseball teams at, you know, -120. You just don't see it very often.
No. Also, something you don't see very often is me leading the Wojan Wall Pick'em at 3-2 to Wall's 2-1.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all. I don't know if those numbers are right.
We can end the show right there.
I question your math there. I'm not 100% sure you're right.
But yeah, last week you did have Florida +2. That was a big loss there. So you go to 2-2-1. I had Notre Dame -5.5. They did cover that barely. 3-2. This week, Wall, who are you taking?
Oh, I'm taking a great football team. Let me tell you. Well, I have some good news for our fans, for the Rundown Nation that stuck with us through this episode before I get to my pick. And I want to mention, because when I'm making my pick, I'm heading over here to Sports Betting Intel, and I'm looking probably the same as you do, right? Looking at the game boards to figure out what the best line we can get is on which book. And the good news for our fans is, after some long, intense negotiations, Woj, I have got 5 lucky fans of ours free access to sportsbettingintel.com SBI Plus package for a month, Woj. Free access for a month.
What's the catch here?
There is no catch. The catch is, I told them, hey, you guys want us to rep your program on our podcast, you give our people something good. We're always in it for the Rundown Nation, right, Woj? So they stepped up to the plate. They said, all right, we'll give 5 of your best fans, aka the quickest ones, to get there and email them free access for a month to their SBI Plus page. So just email them info@sportsbettingintel.com. If you're one of the first 5, you're going to get that 1 month for free. And you could thank Mr. Wall for that. I had to go back and forth with him, but I told him, hey, we need some good stuff. So send them over an email, get access to that. Use the same tools that Woj and I are using here to do our pick 'em. But Woj, are you ready? Can I get a jump?
What's that email again? I'm writing it in.
Don't you already have a subscription? Don't you already have a free subscription from that?
I got one of the first five.
All right.
All right. What is the email again? Just give it to the fans just so they can hear it one more time.
info@sportsbettingintel.com. Just tell them it's the 1 month free from Woj and Wall, the College Football Rundown.
Go. All right. Now, hold on. Don't go yet, because we got to do this. You can type in that email as we're talking, but who's your pick'em? You haven't given me your pick'em yet.
I know, because I'm so excited for it, which I'm so excited. I want to hold it off for as long as I could, but my pick'em, and I'm going to look at the best book, which is Points Bet right now, -2. It's the Iowa Hawkeyes, Woj, to cover -2 against Purdue.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Woj, I already did it. It's done. Woj, it's done. It's a win in the book. I know you're scared, because now I'm going to catch up to you with
that. If anybody in the Rundown has a spare room, please contact Kyle Wall. He pays handsomely. So
I give you some college football knowledge. It pays. It's worth more than US dollars, let me tell you. But Roach is right. Once the wife hears this, it's going to be rough for me. But Roach, I got to do it. We're going to crush them this week.
Okay. All right. I like the confidence. I don't pick my Iowa Hawkeyes. So I got to pick somebody else. I had two teams sitting down here. I had Ball State +2.5. -110 in Caesars. Now I have LSU -5.5, -110 in MGM. I'm going to go, as much as I want to take the favorite, I'm taking LSU. LSU Tigers -5.5, -110 MGM. I think Missouri is overrated. Yes, they are undefeated, But LSU is going to go in there and show them what a real offense is made of. I think they figure out their defensive woes. They shut down Luther Burden, shut down the Missouri offense. So LSU -5.5. I think it might still be close, but I think LSU is going to win by a touchdown. While I just like that 5.5 number too well.
Yeah, 5.5, 6.5. There's not a lot of difference between those two numbers. That touchdown still covers for you. I don't mind betting against Missouri. It's something I do quite often, actually. It's just that LSU, they're such a random football team, Woj. Doesn't matter, though. I'm going to back you. You're the hot hand. 3-2 on the season. I always back you anyways. Put a little bit of scratch. I don't know about full units on your bets, but I always put a little bit of scratch on there. So, hey, let's go LSU.
Let's go LSU. Well, hey, I'm Woj.
Hold on. I want to ask you, are you going to be cheering for me to win my pick'em this week?
Yeah, I'm going to be. Yes, I'm cheering for Iowa.
I win either way. Let me tell you.
It's a double win for me. Get kicked out of your house and Iowa gets a win. It's great.
Love it, Woj.
Hey, anyways, guys, I'm Woj.
I'm Wal.
And this was the College Football Rundown. Rundown Nation, thanks for listening to our episode. You can catch all of our podcasts and information on www.collegefootballrundown.com. We have upcoming games. We have SBI information on there. They're a big partner sponsor with us. If you want to sign up to their website, please use code RUNDOWN when you do that. It helps us out. It helps them out as well. But so much good information on that website. So please check them out. Please check our website out. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram is college_football_rundown. Please take a look, take some time. We do our weekly DraftKings League, so make sure to get in on that. All the information for that is on our website. Other than that, I'm Woj.
And I'm Wal.
And we are now definitely out. Thank you for listening.